Are we genetically defective? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I've been trying to understand why it seems to be impossible to cut the cost of healthcare in the U.S. down to where it is in socialist countries. We all know that the socialists in Europe live longer than we do, but pay less for healthcare. And not only do they pay less, I've never heard of anybody in Europe going bankrupt because dad gets cancer. I have to think if it's happened, somebody from the Wyoming or Montana Senate delegation would have told us by now. So here we are. Free market capitalists getting beat by a bunch of socialists. We know that capitalism can't be to blame because only a traitor would think that. And we know that European socialism can't get the credit because they all worship Lenin over there. So we are left with but one conclusion. Americans are genetically inferior. The fact that we can throw more money at healthcare than socialists and still be sicker, fatter, drunker, less educated, and more violent means that there is no reform that can save us. Unless, suppose we just open up our healthcare market to the Europeans. If their system is so good, let them try it on us. Try a real challenge. We should open our borders to German hospitals, French hospitals, British hospitals, run exactly the way they are in their own countries, with Americans free to opt out of the U.S. tax system and into the European tax system in exchange for European benefits. And let's have some real competition. Otherwise, the only other thing we could do would be for Americans to start intermarrying with Europeans on a massive scale and hope that our defective genes are recessive. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.